We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wentz rolling right and throws, and is it intercepted or a touchdown? It's caught in the back of the end zone by Sanders. How in the world did Wentz get in that ball along the sideline? You be the judge.
Well, this is good vision by Carson Wentz, looking left, knowing where his receivers are, and that's just a beautifully thrown football.
Man.
That might have been one of the best balls that I've seen all year, to be honest with you.
I think it actually was the best throw of Wentz's career.
I'll
go on record as saying that.
Woo!
The velocity on it. The fact that he's on the run, it somehow eludes two Redskins. He places it the only spot it can be in that corner. It was a nice catch by Sanders as well, but a brilliant throw by Wentz. Welcome back in, everybody. Rob Ellis in for John Marks along with Ike Reese.
So many beautiful throws, Rob. It's like having a favorite child. I can't pick which
That's
one.
Right, I know.
So many beautiful throws, I can't pick just one.
All right. You ready for my QB rankings?
Yes, I am.
All right. You sure?
I am.
Okay, here we go. There's my accompanying music.
Yes.
I might just have this on a loop anytime I just enter a room. All right, so I'm going to work actually from one. I know countdowns are usually done
what?
From
okay,
10
going
up.
Out of the way.
I'm going to work from the top.
Okay.
And I'll explain each one. Well, not in short
I got
form.
You.
Short
yep.
form. All right, my number one, there's no surprise here with this one. It's Patrick Mahomes because I think he envelops everything you want about a quarterback. Arm strength, vision, intelligence, mobility, you name it. The guy's only 24 and he's way ahead of his time. I'm taking Mahomes all day because I think the future's bright and we've already seen what he can do the last couple of years. I don't think he's a leap to say that he's number one. So I'm taking Mahomes all day.
And we all agree with you on that.
Big Red's got
I don't think anybody's arguing with you over
Big
that
Red's
one.
In good shape for a long, long time if he stays healthy, for sure. All right, my number two is Russell Wilson. This is where we might disagree a little bit, but I see a guy who, again, embodies the combination of not only agility, but the ability to stay healthy and not take big shots, which I think is key. He can make any throw despite his size. He's got a ring, you know, to his, you know, he should probably have two to his resume.
He threw an interception.
Well, that's true. They should have called another play, but whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to take Russell Wilson, number two. Number three, this one, I will grant you, is a little bit on...
Now, what is this based on? I'm sorry, your rank. Is this based on where they are right now?
No, it's a combo of things. It's sort of... I'll explain it. Okay. It's where they are right now, but also where I could project them this season, too.
Okay.
With some of these older guys,
okay.
which I'll get to.
Yeah.
Number three is Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Now, I question whether he can stay healthy with his style, because he takes shots, unlike Russell Wilson.
He takes hits.
So this one is subject to change because he plays a riskier game than Russell Wilson plays. And I don't know if you hold up in that league playing that game because it's a dangerous one. But what I saw last year was so dynamic. He improved so much as a pocket quarterback in addition to how he's just deadly with his legs. So he's number three. Number four, and this is where I'm going with the old man a little bit. Drew Brees has my number four spot on this thing. Okay. I still think with that offense that he runs, with the ability that he has with the receivers, the running game, what he can still do, I have him at number four. I have Aaron Rodgers at number five and Brady at six. 4, 5, 6 are the old group. But I think I think Brady will be, I think in a lot of ways, this a change of scenery was good for him and he's on a mission. So I think you're going to see
43
much better than last year's Tom Brady. Okay, he's got weapons, unlike last year.
Okay, he can't be much worse than he was last year.
Number seven is Carson. Carson's my number seven.
Okay.
Now, Carson could very easily move up. If these guys this year show me that Father Time caught up to them, he could very easily be a number four on this list. And if Lamar Jackson goes down with injury, could move up as high as three. But I have him at number seven right now. I have a combo with the younger cats in Mahomes and Jackson. Wilson's kind of middle, I would say, middle-aged-ish. And Rodgers, Brees, and Brady are the old guys. But right now, I have Carson at number 7. I am a firm believer in Carson Wentz. I am in the LTBB 100%.
Yes, you are. And I've heard you, so there is no dispute there.
Yeah.
About your feelings about Carson Wentz. I think 7 is a reasonable place to have him. I don't know if I would have all 3 of the older quarterbacks in front of him. Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I know based off last year, you would certainly put Breeze ahead of him. But Breeze, the last 2 years, has not been the same quarterback later in the season as he is earlier in the season.
True. Hurt the thumb. Not the same deep ball thrower either.
And because he's getting older.
Yeah.
You get more throws on that arm, and the arm doesn't feel as strong later in the season. And
yeah.
I think Brady, for the first time last year, may have suffered from a little bit of that where he threw the ball so much last year. It was like, dude, it got late in the year, and that arm isn't as live as it was when you first start the season.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, I think, still has it.
Went to an NFC championship, even though the Bronco beat him head-to-head.
Yeah, I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers is in the right place mentally. Part of me says he's on some get back, you know what, this year at his own organization.
Did Jordan Love draft for that reason? Or
But does it say, I want to still be here, and that's when I'm going to prove you guys wrong? When he starts saying stuff like, I wanted to finish my career here.
Meaning, is he going to have a foot out the door?
Yes. So I want to say he could be on some revenge tour type stuff this year.
All right. Or he could say, it's time for me to get out of Green Bay.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to make you wish that. But I like Rodgers where he's at. I think Deshaun Watson is up there in that area. Watson and Wentz are so much alike to me.
Yeah.
In their style of play.
Yeah.
Watson has gotten it done at the end of the year. That's the edge he has over Carson.
Here's what I wonder.
He's won a playoff game.
No more DeAndre Hopkins.
That's the thing.
He's going to be dealing with something Wentz has had the last couple of years with receiver issues this year in Houston.
Yes. The other guys, I'm like, I think you got him in a good spot. Listen, I had to eat crow last year on Lamar Jackson. Never been more happier to do that because he's quarterbacking for my guy, John Harbaugh. So I want Harbaugh to have success. And by the way, John, one of our brighter moments on the show where he told me that Lamar would prove me wrong.
That's right, at camp.
Yes, on the show at camp. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be wrong about him, although I got the same concerns. His style of play, how sustainable is that?
Yeah, and he's already had the ACL.
Yes.
He's had some of the similar – you're right, very similar to Wentz in that sense.
I like what you got there. That's about where I could see Wentz. I would have him 5 to 7. I don't mind if somebody has him at 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I think his ceiling is number 1 in the league. As much as I love Pat Mahomes, and I don't doubt his greatness, being a great quarterback and being at the top of the list requires you to remain in the hunt to win every year. Mm-hmm. See, here's the thing where I argue with people as to how they view Wentz. Guys like Rodgers and Breeze have been grandfathered in because they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
They haven't – neither have been back to the Super Bowl since they won
Rodgers
the Super Bowl
been forever.
A decade ago.
Yeah, you're right.
A decade ago.
You're right.
Breeze won it in 2009. Rodgers won it in 2010. Mm-hmm. So both of them have not even made an appearance in the Super Bowl in a decade with their greatness. Right? And Drew Breeze has never even won an MVP. Mm-hmm. That's hard to believe. So I get it where those guys are grandfathered in and they're on good teams and they do what they do. But Carson Wentz, to me, I view him as a guy that, man, he's carrying a team, right? I know Drew Brees gets the credit because he's Drew Brees. Did Teddy Bridgewater go 4-1 or 5-0 last year when Brees went out?
Yeah.
That lets you know how good the team is around Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Because Teddy Bridgewater is a game manager.
Sure.
He's a game manager.
You'll see this year in Carolina.
Yeah, he's a game manager. Yeah. But those guys have great weapons around them. The organization is other than Aaron Rodgers this past year, is usually building the team around those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're usually doing. Wentz is going to have to get in the postseason and win. That's all I got for him this year. I don't have Super Bowl or bust. I don't have any of that stuff. Get in the playoffs and win a game. Mm-hmm. That's what I need Carson Wentz to do this year. And that's when he does that, Rob,
yeah,
that's going to shut a lot of people
you
up,
put
Rob.
A lot of that, yeah.
That's going to shut a lot of people up, Rob, when he does that.
Can I give you one thing? And this is the last thing I'm going to say.
Only thing they're going to be able to say is, well, he got to go win a Super Bowl.
He got to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, which we all already know.
Here's the one thing that bothers me, because I heard this with a caller with Joe and Joe earlier, where they just dump on, you know, the first 12 games of the season for Wentz.
Yeah.
Did he not win in Green Bay?
He did.
On Thursday night, a team that went to the NFC Championship game on the
biggest
road?
Game of his career, according to some people.
And
until the next game.
Somehow that doesn't count. Like, I'm not telling you he was consistent. He should have been more consistent the first 12 games.
Of course.
I'm not arguing that. But there are stuff that's just conveniently thrown out. And for all the Dak lovers.
Oh, my God.
When it meant the most late, he beats Dak head-to-head.
Yes. And that's why we classify some people as Wentz haters, because that's a game. Forget about the other three games. See, people would rather talk about the two against the Giants and the one against the Redskins, because you don't have to talk about the Cowboy game. Had he lost that game to the Cowboys at home, he would be ripped over it.
Yep.
Even though he had a depleted weaponry with him.
Exactly.
He would be ripped over it. As it was, he went out there. And, I mean, threw for over 300 yards, 70-plus percent completion percentage. People need to take this into account. Over 300 yards passing to Arthega Whiteside, Deontay Burnett, and he overthrew Zach Ertz. The guy, his ribs broken, right. So that's partly his fault that he didn't have Zach Ertz the entire game. But my point is, he completely outplayed Dak Prescott. Completely outplayed into where it wasn't even close from an individual standpoint. You couple that with what was at stake and what he was playing with. These haters, they don't want to give him the credit he deserves for that. They don't want to give him the credit he deserves for that. They would rather say, well, he beat a bunch. He beat teams in the worst division in football history. Like he's playing in the worst division.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's just you looking for another reason to minimize. Like Joe said the most ridiculous thing to me on the show. And I could say Joe because both of them say ridiculous things.
Puzzle time!
On that midday show. But I'm speaking specifically to Santa Legitimate.
Hell.
They win with Carson Wentz, not because of Carson Wentz?
That's absurd.
What?
Right. And that's the same logic flips it the other way when they lose and the defense lets them down.
Oh.
Here's Carson Wentz numbers against certain teams.
Yeah.
Oh, are we taking into account the defense that didn't get the job done either? Let me just throw
go
one
ahead,
last
go
thing.
Ahead, Robbie. Go
last
ahead, Robbie.
One.
Yeah.
And this is a Jimmy Kemsky stat. I'll give credit where credit's due. Philly voice. Last 3 years in the red zone, Wentz.
My favorite stat.
60 touchdowns, one interception. Last year, 19 touchdowns, no interceptions. So when it's the most money downs and the most money position on the field, he's the best player in football in those spots. Mm. Now, does that mean he doesn't have to improve? He's got to take care of the ball better, no doubt.
Yes.
I mean in terms of fumbles.
Oh, the fumbles drive me crazy.
But that's got to be corrected, no question. But those numbers are ridiculous.
Yeah, and people ignore – as a defense, I was taught years ago, started with Nick Saban, and for every defensive coach I played for, it's the same things. Get off the field on third down, be great in the red zone, give up field goals instead of touchdowns.
Yep.
That's our objective as a defense.
That's it.
So as an offense, convert on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Score touchdowns in the red zone instead of field goals. And more importantly, don't turn the ball over in the red zone.
Right.
Those are the areas this dude is one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL at.
With, of all these guys that I just reeled off, the worst supporting cast over the last couple of years. And it's
not even close.
It's really not close.
Yes, it's really not even close. So, yeah, is there areas he can improve upon? Sure there are. Just imagine when he does improve. And here's the thing that gets lost the most. I swear we are. This guy's played 10 years and he's at the end of his career. The dude has played 4 years.
And missed, you know, time, too.
Yeah.
So,
but his career isn't over.
I agree with
you. The point that I'm making. Like,
think about how many.
He's in his fourth year.
Yeah, this is like when you come
into
your own.
Yes, this is when you start to make it work.
I agree.
Make it happen.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Oh, I love it, Rob.
All right, let's go to Steve in Rockledge. Steve, you're on 94.3 IP.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
What's up, Rob? I mean, Steve.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Steve? Good, man.
Quick question. A caller put in my head a couple callers ago. Do you think it could be an issue with all the college conferences pushing their seasons? Do you think any PEDs could be a problem with some of the guys coming up into the NFL? Meaning that there's no college season, so do they have testing since they're not playing in college? I mean, I know the NFL has.
Oh, okay. So, but the problem is if you hope to make it in the NFL,
I wouldn't be doing PEDs.
Yeah, you're
going to get tested.
Yeah, you're going to get tested at some point, whether it's the combine or something else.
Coming up for the next year, where you're not going to be playing in college. I'm assuming there's not going to be any testing.
But what's your incentive, Steve? What's your incentive to do them right now if you're not going to be playing football?
Get bigger, faster, stronger. Before you try and go to the NFL,
I guess.
Or I hear you.
For like pro days and
stuff. Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but the only way it matters is if they test positive.
Right.
Like, I mean, you can have guys that already do that. As long as they don't test positive with the NFL,
then they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do it anyway.
I mean, maybe. I didn't think of that, but I guess it's possible.
It could happen if there was a football season.
Sure.
Guys could be taking PEDs.
Sure.
I hear you. No, it's just a quick thought.
Okay. All right, you got it, Steve. All right, man, appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to, knock a second off your 40 time or look jacked, I guess for a pro day or something like that.
Roll the dice, but if you get caught,
it's a dangerous road, man. Because you're really going to cost yourself money if you get nailed.
Yeah,
that's for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot of folks want to talk about Wentz, naturally, so we'll do that when we get back. Still, Philly's on the table. Certainly, Sixers, Flyers.
Never got down with the PEDs, man.
No.
Man.
I mean, one look at me and you could tell I have it either. So
natural here.
Oh, that's it, man. That's it. 215-592-9494.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I was waiting.
Always trying to say I needed some.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was a bit of a.
I would say maybe in the early 2000s they could have used it a little bit.
Yes.
If you played today, you would have been fine.
Some special vitamins. All right. Quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue with your phone call.